It is parade day in Saskatchewan as we speak. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders are on their way to the start of the parade at Vic and Albert. Then down the Green Mile they'll go, and we have reporters all the way down from start to finish of the parade as let's get this thing started. And to kick off our live coverage of the Champions Parade of the Rough Riders, here in the starting lineup is our reporter Daniel Retsch, who saw him load up at Mosaic Stadium. Daniel, are the guys ready for a parade?
Absolutely. The spirits are absolutely at an all-time high right now. There's all kinds of laughs and smiles. They're all loaded up on army trucks right now, as a matter of fact, spearheaded by a bright green one filled with a bunch of rider cheerleaders and Gainer the Gopher.
So the Gainer and the cheerleaders are leading the parade?
That's right.
Okay.
Is there any pill?
There were a few. It was hard to make out exactly what people were drinking, but they were definitely cracking open something.
So when you say army vehicle, like, are these, well, they're open air, in the back?
Yeah.
They're pretty big. How many players would fit on each one, like truck, like 12, 15 guys on each one?
Yeah, roughly somewhere between there. Some were a bit more packed than others. There was a few where there was only like, I want to say like 6, 7, 8 guys. Some were definitely a lot more heavily condensed. The Grey Cup itself was in the second one, just behind Gainer and the cheerleaders, so the second one of the convoy there.
We have had numerous conversations about the lack of ability of football players to dress for the weather conditions. How are they dressed? They look like they're prepared for some time outside.
You know what? Actually, yeah, they were. And that was a kind of a big shock. I was expecting to see a lot more shirtless people. That seems to be the norm. But no, they're all bundled up. Looks like people have kind of gotten accustomed to living here in Saskatchewan. And yeah, they're definitely ready for the weather today.
Except for maybe a Joe. I think there's still a few with tarps off, aren't there, Daniel?
I actually didn't see any. There might have been some stragglers and maybe one of the back ones, but I didn't see any. Everybody seemed to be bundled up.
So you got the lead vehicle with the cheerleaders and Gainer. You have, what is it, 7 or 8, of course, military vehicles carrying the team down the Green Mile as they going on parade day. Daniel, thanks for kicking off our coverage of the Champions Parade.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That is Daniel Retsch as we continue here on the Green Zone in the starting lineup as the parade makes its way to Albert Street.
NFL Cowboys beat up on Jamie's Raiders last night.
Here's Lamb wide open, backs in for the touchdown.
Okay, that's enough. Can we move on?
All right. 33-16 was the final. Prescott threw for 4 touchdowns. That was half of one of his touchdowns.
Yep.
Dak Prescott passed for 268 yards. Vegas is 2-8. They continue their downward slide with first-year coach for the Raiders.
Pete Carroll, who said today he still believes in Geno Smith, and I say, yeah, I still believe in Blockbuster. Like, time to move on.
Yeah.
Get a new quarterback.
Raiders have lost 4 straight and 8 of 9. The Cowboys host the defending Super Bowl champs Eagles in their next matchup on Sunday, and the Raiders will host Cleveland on Sunday.
As we continue here on the Green Zone, your Oilers are struggling.
Yeah, empty net for Edmonton.
Yeah, it has been most of the night, so it's a difference.
Yeah, they got to do something. So bad.
Rob Ray gives it to him. So 5-1 the final, the Sabres over the Edmonton Oilers last night. So
I will say, I watched the
Washington
game
tomorrow,
and they're awful, and the goaltending's brutal. But that goalie for the Sabres last night stood on his head. He was unbelievable.
And what else is going on in the NHL locker?
Apparently, the Leafs' losing streak is Brad Treliving's fault.
We're not where we want to be or where we envision to be. Obviously, we've underperformed to this point. And I take full responsibility. I'm in charge of the hockey department.
So it's your fault. Brad.
Yes. They host the Blues tonight. Matthew skated today, day to day. All right, let's go back to the Champions Parade. Jillian Massey on Albert Street. How's the crowd, Jillian?
Oh, it's absolutely incredible out here, Jamie. Most of the parade just passed through, but lots of fans were cheering. Lots of Rough Riders were dumping pilsners as they were driving by. I'm actually here with a really, really big Rough Rider fan. His name is Blaine Dodds. How are you feeling right now, Blaine?
Just so awesome. So proud of the team. We won the cup. And just to see all of them and half of them couldn't afford to wear a shirt. They're just so happy that we won. And the excitement is just off the charts. And I went to high school with Jamie Nye.
Absolutely. You know, you have a really special connection to the Riders as well. Could you tell me about that?
I played a 38-pound tuba from 93 till 2009 in that. Saskatchewan Rough Rider Pep Band and went to Grey Cups across Canada. And I saw how much the CFL fans in Canada loved the Riders. And it was my honor to play tuba for the Rider Pep Band. And I met Pinball Clements and Angela Mosca and all sorts of famous players. And it was just awesome.
I can see the tears in your eyes right here. You know, what does this moment, just to be a part of this parade and all of these people, what does it mean to you?
Well, I'll certainly not forget it. I was at the Armories in 1966 when I was 7 years old and we brought home the cup. And like, I've been around and seen it all, and I've been to hundreds of home games I bleed green, and I just love the Riders so much, and I'm so proud of Rider Nation. We never give up. It was a long season and ups and downs, and like, you gotta believe number 13.
Absolutely.
And just never give up.
Absolutely. Just pure joy and lots of emotions here, Jamie. Lots of excitement. It's just heading down the street. It looks like it's at the bridge at this point.
Jillian Massey, our reporter on Albert Street, as the parade is making its way to the Saskatchewan legislature this afternoon. And we'll continue to bring you live coverage of Parade Day here on the Green Zone.
Nice to get to know some of the people you went to school with.
Okay, just as a clarification.
Was he the tuba player?
Blaine went to high school with my father. He did not go to high school with me. He was 7 in 1966. He went to high school with my father, not me. Just as a clarification.
Okay.
But we continue here, a celebratory afternoon. And Jeff Smith is coming up next. He's on the Albert Street Bridge. Lisa Schick, Britton Gray at the ledge where they'll have the official rally this afternoon, as you're listening to live coverage of the Rough Riders Champions Parade on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. It's a celebratory afternoon again in Saskatchewan. It is the Rough Riders Championship Parade as we go to the parade route, Albert Street Bridge. That's where we find reporter Jeff Smith right now. Jeff, the parade's making its way by you. It sounds like it's a great turnout for Rider Nation.
Yeah, I can barely hear you, so I apologize in advance. They are going by me right now. Some of them are shirtless. They're on the backs of these military transport trucks, and there is a huge crowd lining Albert Street to greet them. Of course, the convoy beginning with Gaynor and the cheer team, and now the Grey Cup champions are making their way just down the Albert Street Bridge and towards the legislature, where there is a big reception waiting for them.
Jeff, what do we got as far as numbers go from Rider Nation?
Sorry, it's impossible to hear anything, but people have started walking towards the ledge now as the parade makes its way to 20th Avenue, where it is about to turn in right now.
Right on, Jeff.
For a lot of people.
Yeah, as Jeff, of course, it is loud out there along the parade route. Wheels is on the parade route as well.
Wheels. It's a pretty good turnout to celebrate the Rough Riders Championship.
What an absolute blast. I was at the corner of Victoria and Albert Street, the very beginning of this parade, and it was packed. And my favorite part is if one horn goes off, ba-bam, you hear, go Riders, go! Go Riders! People are going crazy for this team, and it's such a good turnout. I'm having a blast.
Can you give us a rough idea of numbers?
No, I
mean, it's
okay.
All right.
It feels like everyone's there. I'm at the very beginning where it was thinner, and if I look south down Albert Street, it just feels thick with green Rider pride.
Are people trying to like walk with the parade down to make sure they're at the ledge as well? I guess some people are going back into their offices downtown as well.
There was a lot of people walking and following along, so I can't imagine down by the ledge right now how many people are ascending on that place to be a part of what is going to be the best party of the year, I think.
Was anybody best dressed? Could you tell, Wheels?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out like who the Shreveler is.
AJ Ouellette had no shirt on and had a plethora of chest hair going to match his, you know, the top of his head. So maybe him. We'll have to wait and see when the photos come out.
We did call for AJ Ouellette to steal.
He would be on there. Yeah. Keen Schaefer Baker, Joe was on there. I saw Trevor Harris. He is very much ready for the elements, so he isn't tarps off the veteran quarterback. But that is Wheels from the parade route as we continue here on Parade Day in Saskatchewan as they make their way to the ledge. Of course, this is the plan today. They're down on the parade route. They'll go into the Saskatchewan legislature, and then there's going to be a team photo, of course, on the ledge grounds. There will be team remarks this afternoon from a few people. Corey Mace, Trevor Harris, the top Canadian of the game, Sam Emilis, AJ Ouellette, and, of course, the Jake Goddard Award winner, Logan Ferland from Melfort, Saskatchewan. So they do have a bit of a plan and agenda once they get to the Saskatchewan legislature. But judging by the photos, there's as many people as you can possibly get into that parking lot waiting for the team outside the ledge this afternoon.
This has to be the warmest parade, Grey Cup parade for Regina and Saskatchewan and the Rough Riders in the history of this team. I mean, we've talked about the one that Belton was at in 2007, and it was minus 30 outside.
He was trying to hail a cab from the back of the truck to get.
So 5 degrees in light rain. We cannot complain about that as far as the forecast goes for today's festivities.
Jamie and Locker are with you here on the Green Zone. Britton Gray and Lisa Schick are at the Saskatchewan legislature. We'll catch up with them as they get closer. Shane, I know you couldn't make it to the parade, but what's it like to finally have one for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Well, I will tell you this, guys. In 1989, when we did it that year, I was six, and my grandmother and I were living over at Snowberry Downs at the time in Saskatoon. And when I was going to school in Howard Code, and I, do you know what, guys? It meant a lot to me that year in 1989. But this is even better than that year, guys. And I am so happy for them, and I feel like rejoicing right now, you guys. I'm so happy, and I love all of you guys. I listen to you every day on the radio, and this eases the Blue Jays lost so much, and I'm so happy. Yes, the Riders did it this year. This is better than 1989. I love you guys.
Well, Shane, thanks for the call. That's the excitement going around Saskatchewan right now as the Riders. It's Parade Day, Saskatchewan, for the fifth time in Rough Rider history. They're celebrating a Grey Cup. You're listening live at the Saskatchewan Legislature. C.J. Revis addressing the crowd at the legislature right now with an impassioned speech. Joe as well, as we continue to bring you live coverage on Parade Day. Lisa Schick is there. We'll go back and forth with our reporters and the people that are at the podium. Joe addressing the crowd. But Lisa, it looks like a pretty darn good Rider Nation crowd out in front of the lawn of the Saskatchewan legislature.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm here at the legislature every week, and the crowd isn't usually this excited when they're here. Lots of people in green, everybody real happy to be here. I've seen people with all kinds of get-ups. The guy who had a Rider's combine on his head, I think. Lots of watermelons. I also spoke to Santa Claus, who it turns out is a Rider fan.
Santa's there?
Holy smokes. Hey, I got a question about the demographics. How many kids got let out of school a little bit early today by parents or teachers or otherwise?
You know what? I think there were a lot of sick notes that were written today. I got a lot of kids here getting a lot of high fives. I also believe there are a few classes here altogether. So maybe not quite sick notes, but no social studies happening today.
My kids are not in school right now. They are very much there with you, Lisa. So that is true. So when you look, it was interesting when they got there. It seemed like they very much wanted to share this moment with the fans. Like they're right, they jumped off the trucks and they're trying to get that trophy right to the fans as much as possible.
Oh, absolutely. You know, even when they were coming in on the trucks, they were, you know, reaching down, almost falling out of the vehicles to give people high fives, a couple of players tossing beers into some of the adults in the crowd. And yeah, when they got off the vehicles here, they went right to the dividers, right to giving high fives, big hugs, all that kind of stuff, right to the fans.
I'm curious about what happened when the trucks went by. We've heard there were 7 or 8 vehicles that they are on, and that is basically the parade, and it goes down Albert Street on its way to the ledge. Did people just immediately get behind them and start following them to the ledge, Lisa?
Yeah, absolutely. They're like the big kind of military trucks, so they're kind of open sides. And yeah, people were shouting and chanting, even when they could just barely see the vehicles down Albert Street, and they kept it going all the way down. And yeah, as they passed, they started screaming toward the legislative building to make sure they heard and saw everything.
Lisa Schick is live with us at the Saskatchewan Legislature as the team celebrates their 5th Grey Cup championship. How early were people arriving, Lisa?
You know what? I was here at 1:15, and there were people who beat me here. There were people, the entire kind of front row of the dividers was already taken up. People had staked out their spots. There were people already lined up on Albert Street with their Go Rider signs, their big banners. You know, people were making sure that they could see what was going on here today.
You're seeing a lot of green. Are you seeing any Grey Cup 112th championship merch? I know that has already been available, and I'm guessing that there's a people in the crowd that might be sporting that.
I've definitely seen a few of those, absolutely. I'm seeing a lot of 2013 Grey Cup stuff as well. And, you know, it's a lot of people excited about this. Seen a few who made their own 2025 Grey Cup merch as well.
So we continue here. We will go to the podium. Lisa Schick is there. Thank you, Lisa. As the podium speeches are getting close to beginning, and the delay from them getting to the podium is them celebrating with the fans.
That's awesome.
It is, and this has been a theme of this locker. We heard it all week in Winnipeg. How there was like, yeah, how big would this win mean to you? And that right away they defer. It would be great, but I want to bring this thing back to Saskatchewan. Like right away,
yeah.
It was, I want this one for the fans as we continue to bring you the live coverage here of Parade Day. We'll get to the podium. I believe Coach Mace might be talking shortly here on the steps of the Saskatchewan Legislature as the team arrives with the Grey Cup to celebrate with Rider Nation. The 5th Grey Cup championship, the first since 2013. What a celebration that was in 2013.
Bit different, right? When you win it at home versus winning it in Winnipeg and then having to bring it back. And you spoke to the fact that Corey Mace wanted to bring this back to the fans every
okay.
time we heard him speak.
Let's go to Corey Mace.
Coming, Karina's getting him. Coach Mace?
Well, Coach Mace has been lost in the crowd, apparently, before making his way to the podium to address the crowd as we continue to bring you live coverage of the parade at the Saskatchewan Legislature as the team brings home the trophy. They will have a formal presentation. There's a few players lined up to speak, but let's go to head coach Corey Mace.
Rider Nation, what's going on? Hey, first thing is this. As a staff, when we first came to Saskatchewan, we knew it was going to be crazy, but this is something else. Much love. Let's go. Hey, look, so much goes into this. There's so many thank yous to go around. Everybody in the Riders organization, from the fourth floor to the equipment guys, Gordy, Ty, to the ticket office, everybody, much love. The trainers, much love. The coaches, let me tell you guys something right now. You have the hardest working coaching staff in the entire league, baby. To the volunteers, all the volunteers who show up for the team, for Rider Nation, much love. And lastly, and most importantly, how about your Saskatchewan Rough Rider? Hey!
We continue. There is Coach Mace addressing the crowd at the Saskatchewan Legislature as the team has arrived. As we will have the coverage coming from the ledge as more players speak, you will hear them right here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the Green Zone. Parade day in Saskatchewan as the team continues to celebrate at the Saskatchewan Legislature. And Trevor Harris is now talking.
We love y'all. This is for Rider Nation. It's our time.
All right.
So there you go. It's a very brief statement from Trevor Harris as the speeches continue to go through right now. AJ Ouellette speaking today at the AJ Ouellette is here's his speech.
Rider Nation, we did it, baby. Let's go. Hey, since I got here, you showed me love, and I appreciate every single one of you. Let's go. I love you, Rider Nation. We're champions.
There's AJ Ouellette. He's quickly turned into a fan favorite. Has AJ Thor, as they call him. And he was a big part of that Grey Cup championship with the way he was able to run the ball. One touchdown in the 112th Grey Cup in that victory over the Montreal Alouettes.
AJ Ouellette also mad at shirts today from what we've heard.
Yes, there's a few who opted to go shirtless. But tarps here's off. The thing. It was 6 degrees today in Regina. It was a little rainy, but the rain kind of let off for the parade. And there you go. It is the Saskatchewan Rough Riders in the middle of November. These parades are usually minus 30 with a minus 50 wind chill. Like, that's what we have. I remember 07, they had to do the rally at Mosaic. There wasn't really a parade that I can remember. It was just a rally at Mosaic after they won.
Yeah.
So then it was the rally for was 09 at the stadium. There was a parade in 09. The parade was in 07. 2013, you know, quick parade because it was so cold. Quick parade in 07 because it was so cold. 6 degrees.
Do we know what the weather was like in 1989? You were around.
I was 8, so I can't remember that one very much. But that was late November. It was November 24th, 27th, Grey Cup.
Yeah.
So it was a chilly one as we continue with coverage of Parade Day at the Saskatchewan Legislature. The team will be having a photo on the steps of the legislature. Usually they go through the premier's balcony. They go through the office and everything there. The premier is actually not there. He is in Washington, as has been put on his agenda for this week. He is in Washington. Some important stuff to take care of course, when it comes to the relationship between Canada and Washington. I spoke to him, of course, Grey Cup Saturday. He was in Winnipeg. He was leaving Winnipeg to go to Washington, actually. And we spoke briefly, and he was like, this is going to be...
He was quite upset about...
He wanted to be here today for this. Of course he does, but...
We know who to blame.
Yeah.
That's not a Scott problem.
Yeah, he's trying to solve the problem.
Yeah,
that's... is what he's doing, so... A little bit of a difference than what we've seen in the past. But we also have Britton Gray and Lisa Schick to bring you the latest on a celebration we haven't seen in 12 years in Saskatchewan as the Rough Riders celebrate their 112th Grey Cup championship.
We did hear Corey Mace speak briefly as well. And if you've got the Corey Mace bingo card, you can tick off gratitude and much love, which was on my card.
And if you're wondering on the little edit live, when we said one more thing and it cut off,
I can't mention that, but that's also on the bingo card.
Let's just say with the rules and regulations on radio, we're playing, we're flying loosey-goosey with what could happen in live radio with the speeches at the Saskatchewan Legislature.
They won a Grey Cup!
And if you had Corey Mace as the first one to swear on the mic, you would be correct.
They're today. Celebrating. Come on.
Oh, you knew it was going to happen. It happens in all these things.
It's the fifth time in 112 years. We're celebrating. Let's go.
So Sam Emel is talking. We'll get to Logan Ferland as well. The Sasky boy was speaking at the legislature. Jermarcus Hardrick as well.
Hey, let's go, Rider Nation. Y'all was looking for something, right? It's home, baby. We want to thank you guys for all the support all year. From top to the bottom, we bought this home for Saskatchewan. All my teammates came to work every day. We love you guys.
Yes, sir. More than us.
It was more than us. This Grey Cup is for us. 2025. Grey Cup champs forever, baby. Let's go, baby. Love you guys, Riders.
Jermarcus Hardrick, of course, was the first one to grab the Grey Cup on the stage on Sunday night in Winnipeg. We'll continue to bring you some of the speeches back from the Saskatchewan Legislature. We'll try to get the full speech from Trevor Harris, although he was very brief to celebrate with the Rough Riders this afternoon.